This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ghode Jatra being celebrated in Kathmandu Valley today. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda wins vote of confidence from the lower house of the parliament. Government decides to retain subsidy on chemical fertilizers, and Sri Lanka secures $3 billion IMF bailout for struggling economy. Now, the news in detail. Ghode Jatra is being celebrated in Kathmandu Valley today. The festival is celebrated annually as per mythology. Ghode Jatra falls on Krishna Paksha of the Nepali month Chaitra. Nepal Army celebrates the festival with much fanfare by organizing a special program at Tudikhel in the capital. The festival is celebrated on the day of Krishna Aushi as per the lunar calendar, which is a day before the Krishna Chaitra Shukla Pratipada, and this day is taken as the start of the new year. The horse parade, known religiously as Aswa Yatra, is organized to welcome the new year. The day before Ghode Jatra is also known as Pichas Chaturdashi as per the lunar calendar. On the day, the Nepal Army Cavalry team performs different artistic stunts riding on their horses. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has received a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Dahal received support from 172 House of Representatives members. Taking part in the deliberations on a proposal put forth by the Prime Minister in the House of Representatives seeking a vote of confidence, all the political parties except the CPN-UML, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party had announced their support for the Dahal-led government. The Prime Minister took the vote of confidence for the second time after his appointment to the post on the 25th of December in 2022. As per the constitutional provision, the Prime Minister should take the vote of confidence within 30 days after political parties supporting the government withdrew their support. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the incumbent government is serious to conclude the remaining task of the peace process the earliest. In his address to a meeting of the House of Representatives before seeking a vote of confidence yesterday, the Prime Minister Dahal said the government would respond to the remaining tasks of the peace process and the issues of transitional justice with much priority. Prime Minister Dahal said the bill on the Commission on Enforce disappeared and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment, had already been presented to the House. He pledged to deal with the bill in accordance with the international humanitarian law, principles of transitional justice and opinions of the bodies concerned and the Supreme Court verdict. The government tabled the bill in the House on Sunday. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the Nepali Congress has always stood up for political stability and prosperity of the country. Expressing his opinion in favour of the proposal to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Dahal in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the Nepali Congress President said the attention now should be towards achieving lasting peace, good governance and prosperity. He clarified that his party, despite being in opposition, had given a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Dahal on January 10th, earlier this year, for ensuring the full term of the House of Representatives and overall political stability. The Nepali Congress President also noted that his party will join the current government led by Prime Minister Dahal. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that existing ruling alliance would last the next 5 years and help promote political stability of the country. Taking part in deliberations on a proposal put forth by Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives yesterday, Chair Nepal said the same alliance would lead the country towards the path of development. The former Prime Minister also urged the government to pay attention to the development of the nation and prosperity. The government has decided not to implement the decision of a thematic committee under the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development to cut subsidy on chemical fertilizers. A cabinet meeting held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers agreed to halt the ministry's decision to cut the subsidy and keep it unchanged. Government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said the government felt the need for a detailed study on issue before taking any further decision about the reduction of subsidy. Earlier, the government decided to cut the subsidy to farmers for the purchase of chemical fertilizers. Meanwhile, the Council of Ministers yesterday itself also decided to promote 5 Deputy Inspector Generals, DIGs, of Nepal Police to Additional Inspector General, AIG. The Promotion Recommendation Committee, led by the Home Secretary, had, on March 10th, recommended 5 DIGs for promotion to AIG. DIGs Basant Bahadur Kumar, Tek Prasad Rai, Deepak Thapa, Shyamlal Gewali and Kiran Bajracharya have been promoted to the post of AIG. The Election Commission has set the date for by-elections in Tanahu Constituency 1 and Bara Constituency 2 on 23rd of April. Commission's Assistant Spokesperson Surya Prasad Arial said the voting for the by-election at the constituencies would be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The post of the House of Representatives member in Tanahu Constituency 1 turned vacant since Ramchandra Paudel from there was elected to the post of the President. Likewise, the post of the House of Representatives member in Bara Constituency 2 remained vacant following lawmaker Ramsahai Prasad Yadav's election to the post of Vice President. Newly elected Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav took an oath of office and secrecy yesterday. President Ramchandra Paudel administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly elected Vice President Yadav amidst a special ceremony at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas. Yadav was elected the Vice President of the country on the 17th of March. Following his swearing-in, Vice President Yadav assumed his office at the Loinchore-based Green House yesterday itself. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson has paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. Issuing a statement, the office of the President said during the meeting held at Sheetal Nivas, President Paudel and U.S. Ambassador Thompson discussed the matters of bilateral relations and mutual welfare and interest. Visiting member of the House of Commons of the UK, Birendra Sharma, yesterday met with Chairperson of National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timmalsinha. During the meeting held at Chair Timmalsinha's office in Singha Darbar, they are said to have shared experiences of the parliamentary practices of both the countries. Sharma is also chairperson of the British-Nepal All-Party Parliamentary Group. On the occasion, National Assembly Chair Timmalsinha appreciated the British government for its assistance for the development of Nepal. He also urged the initiatives to remove an operating ban on the Nepalese airlines within the European Union and operate a direct Nepal-UK flight. In return, Sharma said high-level Nepal visit from the British government would take place very soon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Sri Lanka has secured a $3 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, as it faces its worst economic crisis since independence. The deal has been nearly a year in the making and a lifeline for the country that has billions of dollars in loans. Foreign Minister Ali Sabri told that the government will raise funds by restructuring state-owned enterprises and privatizing the national airline. However, analysts warned Sri Lanka still faces a tough road ahead. The country's economy has been hit hard by the pandemic, rising energy prices, populist tax cuts, and inflation of more than 50%. Ukraine's defense ministry has said an explosion in the north of annexed Crimea has destroyed Russian missiles being transported by rail. The Russian installed head of the city, Jankoy, said the area had been attacked by drones. If confirmed, it would be a rare foray by Ukraine's military into Crimea, which has been annexed since 2014. Russia last blamed Ukraine for carrying out a drone attack on the Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean port city of Sevastopol in October 2022. It said 9 drones had been used in a strike which damaged a warship. Ukraine did not claim responsibility of the attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Brief rain and thundershowers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is possible at some places of Lumbini and Sudhir Pashim province and hilly regions of the rest of the country and at few places of the rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain and thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is possible at a few places of the hilly region of the country and at one or two places of the Tarai regions of the country. At present, there is a general influence of local winds along with westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 11.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.9 degrees Celsius with 17.1 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ghode Jatra being celebrated in Kathmandu Valley today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda wins vote of confidence from the lower house of the parliament. Government decides to retain subsidy on chemical fertilizers, and Sri Lanka secures $3 billion IMF bailout for a struggling economy. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.